Welcome to the Your Creativity Podcast. We have long-form conversations featuring incredible creatives from all walks of life, sharing their unique journeys and more with our quirky panel of hosts, featuring Dylan Mazziotti, Steve Hatch, Terry Burden, and Jessica Richardson.
Yeah. Do you want us to do our theme song? I'm kidding.
Every episode needs an intro. So.
Studio C, Studio C. Everybody knows Studio C.
Ow!
Boom.
I just loved your unblinking eyes.
I was waiting for you to mind. See if I could match it. Like, so what she's gonna say?
Oh, hey.
Well, those voices are some of the female cast, past and present, and future of Studio C. We're actually on stage at Studio C at the moment doing these interviews, so that's pretty exciting. We would first like to welcome Whitney Call back to the podcast.
Hey.
We had her on last year to talk about our movie Stop and Go.
Yes.
We were just talking about it before we started, and I have it here in my notes. I don't know why and how I blinked it.
That's okay.
And we're all here because tonight we're recording, you guys are recording the 200th episode, which combines the current cast and the old cast.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce yourselves. And kind of tell about your past experience with sketch comedy and what you're looking forward to tonight.
Okay. Well, I said okay, so I'll go. I'm Whitney Call, and I've been doing sketch comedy, I guess, since 2008 when I got in a little sketch group at Brigham Young University. And we took that to BYU TV and essentially made our own kind of, you know, group that we'd been working with for a while into a family-friendly sketch show, Studio C. In 2018, we left to start JK Studios. And I'm still making sketches, but most of the time for web series now. We've got a movie coming out July 19th, Go West, which is our first sketch movie. With the original Studio C cast, and it's so fun. I'm hoping we can make more, but yeah, that's what we've got going on.
Very nice. And Alita Miles, a multi-hyphenate.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, singer,
yeah,
performer, tell us about yourself.
Yes, my name is Alita Miles. I went to school for music, and that's what I thought I was going to do. I had a little band for a little while, and then I got into acting. I got into musicals. I was always writing like sketches to do with friends, and I just continued to do that. And then I got into improv at a comedy club, and that's actually where I heard about Studio C and sent in an audition. Sent in some content that I had been working on for a while. I have a YouTube channel with a lot of the sketches that I've created. And I'm here right now and I'm really excited. This has been a really amazing opportunity to do sketch comedy for a living. And, I mean, working at a comedy club, you kind of just do it for the love of it because you're not really getting paid and you're just like, you're just doing it, you know, just, you know, to work things out and to have fun. So this has been a really awesome experience to just work with other comedians and other artists and create something really cool.
Amazing. And then Kiri Case, mm-hmm. and you... You were part of Comedy Code up in BYU, Idaho. Is that
it was called iLive when we first made it, and then they changed the name to Humor Code the year after that. Mm. So I grew up, well, not grew up, but when I was like in middle school and high school, I watched Divine Comedy, which was the comedy troupe at BYU. And that's what like eventually led into Studio C. And so naturally, like I became a huge fan of Studio C too. And I just always wanted to do it and found out at BYU Idaho that someone was starting what's now known as Humor Code. And so I got in on the ground floor and helped start that and just like love where it's led me, because from there I went and auditioned for Divine Comedy and got in and was so surprised and so excited. And then from there I auditioned for Studio C and got in, and I just like living my dreams. So
how excited are you for this new season?
So excited. The cast has such great chemistry. They're all such great people. Mm-hmm. And to be able to be part of the 200th episode when I've like watched it from its like beginning. Yeah. From its just baby form is so incredible to me. I just feel so blessed.
And how is it working with the original cast, you know, who've been at it since, you know, whatever year it was.
Been 2012. Yeah. 2012.
But who's counting?
Who's counting, yeah. Right?
It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's been really fun. One of our first days here, the old cast brought in scripts for us to read that were going to be possibly used for this 200th episode. And just to hear their styles of writing, it was just really fun. Like, everyone brought in a script and then we read it. And, you know, you kind of get glimpse into their personalities and their particular sense of humor, and that was really fun. So it's gonna be cool for you all to see what we chose or what they chose for this show, but it's really fun.
I'm excited for tonight, and I look forward to seeing you guys then. I got the minute moment ago.
Awesome.
So
thanks so much, Dylan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The podcast is done, man.